going to do the Askara momentarily. I would just like to ask those people who are family members of people that we're remembering today, who are here for that, in addition to being our colleagues or being not being our colleagues, but being here for the Askara, to just raise your hand so that we can see you and acknowledge your presence in that special capacity. Thank you. Thank you. Our colleague Shira Wallach and I are going to do the Askara now, and I will begin by saying, dear family and friends, we are all family and friends, whether we knew them personally or not. We come together at this sacred moment as an assembly and as a rabbinic family to remember, to honor, and to pay tribute to the lives of 25 rabbinic colleagues and of 9 rabbinic spouses who have been taken from our midst since our last convention. They were all part of our rabbinic family. As we lovingly remember them today, we realize that their lives spanned generations and continents. The eldest was born in 1914. Others were born soon thereafter. Still others in later decades. Whether we knew them personally or not, their lives touched the lives of so many. They touched the lives of the closest family and member and friends. They touched the lives of many in their respective communities. They touched the lives of Am Yisrael. And in a very special sense, their lives touched all of our lives as well. They were part of our rabbinic community. Our parsha opens with the words, Im b'chukotai telechu. If you choose to walk in my ways, the Torah tells us, you will be blessed. And commenting on those opening words of our parsha, Im b'chukotai telechu, Rashi says something very profound. Im b'chukotai telechu, Rashi says, Shetihyu amelim b'Torah. And as I read it, to Rashi, walking in God's ways, translated into a blessing. And I'll allow myself to paraphrase Rashi in the following way. He was saying to each and every one of us, Shetihyu amelim b'Torah. May you labor in Torah as an ongoing part of your life. And although Rashi was not referring specifically to rabbis, his words touch on the essence of what it is that rabbis have chosen to do with their lives. It is what we have all chosen to do, to be amelim b'Torah, to make Torah central to our life's work, not only in the realm of our personal lives, but beyond that as well. We shape our lives, we share our Torah, not only within the closest circle of family and friends, but also with wider circles of people, not only with the Jewish community, but with the community at large. We are all amelim b'Torah. When I was invited to speak and to lead this Askara, I was deeply honored. As rabbis, each of us is very different from the other, and we express our passion for Torah in different ways. We have different strengths and different perspectives. But as people who are all amelim b'Torah, we share so much not only with one another, but also with all of those whom we remember today. When I read the biographical sketches included in this year's memorial booklet, at first I was completely absorbed by the descriptions of the individual lives of our colleagues of blessed memory. Some of them I had known personally, some I had not. Yet I was deeply moved as I read each and every one of those sketches. With the experience of our most recent Seder Pesach still fresh in my mind, I thought that we might be tempted to say Dayenu for the privilege of being allowed a small glimpse into the gift of each of our individual colleagues' lives through those sketches. But I must tell you that after reading them all, I was overwhelmed by the magnitude of the collective work of our rabbinic colleagues. the breadth and the depth of our colleagues' lives and contributions, all reflecting the light of Torah and its values in our world, was simply breathtaking. And I asked myself, how can I and how can we possibly hope to do justice to the memory of so many wonderful colleagues and spouses in the few brief moments of our Azkara? What kind of hesped, what manner of eulogy could we give that would bring a measure of comfort to the bereaved family and friends? And what might help us to pay tribute to the lives of our dearly departed colleagues and rabbinic spouses? In his commentary to the Talmud in Masechet Shabbat, Rashi says, "Hanispad omed bimkom ha-hesped." The soul of the person being eulogized is present among us, even as we share our memories of his or her life. And in a very real sense, the souls of our departed colleagues and spouses are here with us today. But even as we feel their presence with us in this sacred moment, we know that we cannot possibly hope to say all the good things that might be said of our colleagues and spouses in a few moments. And perhaps that is as it should be. Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar taught, "Miktzat shivcho shel adam omrim befanav, vekulo shelo befanav." We know that much will remain unsaid today, even as we pay tribute to their lives. So the conversation will continue, and their memory will inspire us well into the future. The colleagues whom we lovingly recall today served in many different capacities. They served in pulpits, large and small, in academia, in education, in Jewish education, in day schools, in Hillel and in chaplaincy, in Jewish communal work and in social action, in law, in business, and in pastoral care and counseling, in civilian life and in the military, in the United States, in Latin America, in Europe, and in fact all over the world, in the land of Israel before the birth of the State of Israel, and later in the State of Israel as we know it today. Some were activists for Soviet Jewry, some for social justice in the community at large. Among them are one past president of the Rabbinical Assembly, and many who were active in the Rabbinical Assembly in other capacities. Many frequented RA conventions, lifting our spirits with their loving presence, teaching Torah and helping us to unwind, to laugh, and to relax before we return to our individual lives and to our separate communities. Many contributed to other branches and institutions of our movement, and in a variety of local, national, and international arenas where Jewish life and learning has so much to teach and to offer. And among those colleagues whom we recall today, there was also one woman, an amazing woman and social activist. I remember her spirit so well from my JTS days. Each of our colleagues, in his or her unique way, served as an example of what it means to be amelim batoma. After reading the memorial booklet, I found myself thinking of what it was that drew me to the rabbinate in the first place. And I remember that alongside my deep desire to delve into Torah, I was drawn to the rabbinate by a sense that the rabbinic community, and to a great extent those who would eventually become my conservative Masorti colleagues, would be a very special group of people that I would like to be associated with. Today, remembering our dear departed colleagues has brought me back full circle with an even greater appreciation and understanding of the unique contribution that our colleagues and rabbinic spouses have made to Israel, to the Jewish people, and to the world by virtue of their dedication to the rabbinate. As we prepare to recite the El Malay prayers for our colleagues and for our rabbinic spouses, I would like to share with you my feeling that there is a particularly special spiritual intensity, an added level of Kiddushah, engendered by the fact that our Azkara is taking place right in the middle of the month of Iyar. As you know, Iyar may be spelled with three Hebrew letters, Aleph, Yud, Resh. In preparing for this special moment of remembrance and prayer, it occurred to me that if the first letter of Iyar, the Aleph, stands for Acharon, the last of our colleagues and spouses to depart this world since our last convention, and the last letter of Iyar, the Resh, stands for Rishon, for the first to pass away since our last convention, then right in the middle of Iyar, right in the center, uniting our departed colleagues, is the Yud of Iyar. What does that Yud stand for? The Yud represents the unique synergy of the gift of the lives of our colleagues we lovingly remember today. In Hebrew, this is how I would express that thought and that feeling. Azkara be'iyar, min ha'acharon ve'ad l'arishon, chavereinu shehalchu le'olamam, matzbi'im kulam b'chayehem al ha'yud sheba'emtza, al ha'asara שבאמצעותם יוצרים מניין, על השלמות בכוח, התבואה בהשתייכות לעם אדוני, על יד האלוהים, המאחדת את כל עבדי אדוני, העמלים בתורה. ובמותם, מראים הם לנו כיצד נרקמו יחדיו חייהם, מן האחרון ועד הראשון, סביב אותו היוד המאחד. סביב היחד, סביב המכנה המשותף, שמכוחו נולד הניצוץ ונוצרת הנשמה, שבעתיה באה לידי ביטוי העשייה הרבנית על כל גווניה. מן האחרון ועד לראשון, כולם יחד מצביעים על היוד שבאמצע. זוהי משמעותה של אזכרה בחודש אייר. Over the years, my appreciation and indeed my love and respect for our rabbinic community has only grown stronger, thanks in no small part to those whom we lovingly recall today. Each of them embodied a part of a magnificent collective contribution to the world, the collection of all those who are Amelim Batorah. It is my prayer that all of the souls gathered here today together will know how much those whom we now recall meant not only to their families and friends, but to all of us as well, to their various communities, and indeed to Am Yisrael b'chol mekomot moshvotehem. I pray that our colleagues and their families will know that their memory lives on with us and through us today, as we continue to learn from them and to be inspired by their example. We remember them with love and with affection. May their memory be for a blessing. Yehi zichram baruch. El Mele.
El Mele Rachamim Shochen Vamramim Hamze Menucha Nechona Tachat Hanche Hashchina Malot Kiddushim Torim Kizohar Harakia Mazhirim Et Nishmas Morim Hanachmadim.
Rabbi Moshe Aronoff.
Harav Moshe ben Shmuel Levi Goldav.
Rabbi Mordechai S. Chertoff.
Harav Mordechai Shmuel ben Harav Shraga Feigl ben Esther.
Rabbi Samuel Chil.
Harav Shmuel ben Shlomo Ufrumot.
Rabbi Morris Feldman.
Harav Moshe ben Harav Tzvi HaKohen Ubasya.
Rabbi William Fierwerker.
Harav Zev ben Nisan.
Rabbi Stanley M. Greenstein.
Harav Shabtai Mordechai ben Harav Micha Yehudit.
Rabbi Saul Z. Hyman.
Harav Israel Zisa ben Chaim.
Rabbi Philip Kival.
Harav Pesach ben Yitzchak Besar Rivka.
Rabbi Pesach Kraus.
Harav Pesach ben Yonah.
Rabbi Angel Kreiman Brill.
Harav Azrael ben Nachum Ufina.
Rabbi Meyer S. Kripke.
Harav Meir Shuel ben Yechiel Mechael Halevi Unchama.
Rabbi Aaron Landis.
Harav Aharon ben Harav Ozer Bechana Pesha.
Rabbi Albert Lehman.
Harav Abba Yosef ben Binyamin.
Rabbi Ronald A. Levine.
Harav Yerachmiel ben Natan.
Rabbi Gary Listokin.
Harav Gershon Shalom ben Harav Rafael Pesach Berut.
Rabbi Michael Manson.
Harav Michael Asher ben Yochanan Veroza.
Rabbi Nathan H. Reisner.
Harav Natan Chaim ben Shlomo Chaim Berivka.
Rabbi Marvin Richardson.
Harav Mordechai Zav ben Yeshayahu Berivka Berendel.
Rabbi Barry S. Rosen.
Harav Baruch ben Herschel Halevi.
Rabbi Mark L. Schrager.
Harav Moshe Lev ben Eliyahu Zvi Halevi.
Rabbi Benson Skaff.
Harav Ben Zion Ben Zev Medina.
Rabbi Saul I. Teplitz.
Harav Yisrael Ben Menachem Mendel Ben Esther.
Rabbi Carla Theodore.
Harav Shira Bat Shmuel Ben Lisa.
Rabbi Joel Wasser.
Harav Yaakov Zaman Ben Yehuda Halev Ben Yehuda Lev Rachel.
Rabbi Victor D. Zwelling.
Harav Avidor David Ben Mitzalel Ben Chaya Yehudit.
Mrs. Hilda Block.
Zipora Bamzelig.
Mrs. Lottie Davis.
Lottie Bakhana Yitzchak Isaac.
Mrs. Eleanor Guthman.
Chazia Bat Shalom Bakhana.
Dr. Deborah B. Karp.
Deborah Bat Abraham.
Mrs. Sarah Edel Schaffler Kelman.
Sarah Reza Bat Pesach Rachmiel Demoka.
Mrs. Sarah Lewis.
Sarah Gula Bat Harav Aharon Bat Esther Rachel.
Mrs. Susan Schoenberger.
Esther Chana, Bat Harav Chaim Israel, Lechaya Feda.
Mrs. Miriam Teplitz.
Miriam, Bat Harav Menachem Mendel, Le Esther.
Rosalind Spielman.
Shoshana, Bat Avidor, Bahania Liba. Shalhu Lelavan, Began Eden, Zehmedu Chatan. Hana Baal HaRachamim Has Tirehen Beseter Kenafecha Le'olamim Uzror Bizror Adonai hu nachalatan ve'anuchu v'shalom mitzvotehen ve'nomar amen.
Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabba ve'alma divra chirutei v'yamlich malchutei בחייכון וביומכון ובחיי דכל בית ישראל בעגלה ובזמן קריב ואמרו אמן יאי שמי רבא מנוח לעלם ולעמי המיה יתברך וישתבח ויפאר ויתרומם ויתנסה ויתהדר ויתעלה ויתעלל שמי בקודשה וריחו לעילה מן כל ברכתה ושירתה תושבחתה ונחמתה דאמירן בעלמה ואמרו אמן יהי שלמה רבה מן שמיה וחיים עלינו ועל כל ישראל ואמרו אמן עושה שלום במרומיו הוא יעשה שלום עלינו ועל כל ישראל ואמרו אמן.